Just when you thought the winter season was finally wrapping up, another snowstorm is going to be working its way through the eastern and central parts of the region overnight tonight and tomorrow. The storm system is going to be driven by another round of bitter cold air coming southward out of Canada. This time, though, the path of the coldest air will be a little bit further to the east, passing through the Great Lakes region and into the eastern Midwest and eventually the middle and northern Atlantic coastal region. The temperatures will be cold enough that we will see precipitation that's expected to occur in the Midwest here tonight and tomorrow to change over to snow and become heavy at times. Travel conditions across the region from Illinois into Pennsylvania and southeastern Michigan are likely to deteriorate considerably. We'll likely see 3 to 9 inches of snowfall across some of this region with some local totals maybe over 10 inches. But a little word of caution here, it's all going to come down to how significant the cold air gets wrapped up into the storm system before the precipitation comes to an end. And at the moment, I feel fairly confident that there will be enough cold air push into the region tomorrow that we'll see the most significant snows occur. But I have to be honest, there may be less precipitation in a majority of the region with a heavier band of snow becoming more localized into a very narrow band. But we'll see what happens as time moves forward. Certainly the travel outlook right now is not very good. If you're flying anywhere or traveling by road from portions of northern Illinois over to Pennsylvania and Michigan, including the major cities of Chicago and Detroit, portions of Toledo, even over to Cleveland, Ohio, these areas will all have some issues with travel delay as we go through the day tomorrow in particular, but maybe late tonight as well. Outside of that, the moisture content in the storm system will vary from 2/10 to 7/10 of an inch, with some local totals maybe getting into the 1 to 1.25 inch range. That's enough moisture to raise that potential for some localized flooding once again when the snow melts later in the week. We do expect to see some warmer air return to the region briefly, but another round of cooling will also take place as we move into the weekend itself. The temperatures will turn rather notably cold behind this particular event. We do expect to see temperatures at maybe 20 to 30 degrees below average in some locations. The afternoon temperatures today will still be quite balmy across the Midwest, with readings in the 30s likely in the Great Lakes region, while temperatures in the 60s, 70s, and even a couple of extremes getting up over 80 degrees possible in the lower Midwest. And then as we go into the day tomorrow, temperatures will contrast dramatically with highs in the teens and 20s across the Great Lakes region and 20s and 30s in the Ohio River Basin. And then after that, we'll see the temperatures becoming a little bit more seasonable again, with a lot of 30 and 40 degree highs expected, and some readings possibly getting up over 50 degrees. We do think that the late weekend and early part of next week will bring on another round of cooling, and we'll likely see the afternoon temperatures on Sunday limited to the 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the region, with some 40s and some 30s occurring in the south. The lowest temperatures at night are going to occur probably on Thursday morning. We'll look for the low temperatures then in the single digits and teens across the Great Lakes region down into the Ohio River Valley area. Low temperatures tomorrow morning will be mostly positive and single digit readings up in the far northern parts of the Midwest, in the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and northern Wisconsin. Most other lows in the Midwest will vary in the teens and 20s west to the 20s and 30s in the east. We'll look for temperatures to start to rebound as we move forward through the remainder of the forecast period. But again, more cool weather will occur briefly late in the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.